If you're looking for the fastest way to reach a full-time income in your network marketing business, you have to have a plan and a strategy in place. Especially if you're like me, you're busy, you have family, you may have a career. It's very important to know exactly what to do and how to get there. And for years, I had people tell me, hey, Darren, you know what? Work hard. Well, that doesn't necessarily help you reach a full-time income in network marketing because you can be working hard doing the wrong things. I would have people say things like, hey, treat it like a business. At that point, you know, I'd never had my own business. I didn't even know what that meant. But when I did have the people, the mentors that came into my life that said, look, here's exactly what you need to do. And they showed me step by step. That's when my entire life changed, which led me to now being a stay-at-home dad, stay-at-home, you know, husband for over 2 decades and being able to help thousands of people all over the world do exactly what I did. That motivates me because I love being the person that I wish I had when I first started or when I was at those sticking points in my business. So if that sounds good to you, you're going to love today's episode because we're going to talk about that and so much more coming up. Hey, this is Darren Kidd, and welcome to my leadership podcast. This podcast is for network marketers looking not only just to grow their business, but their leadership. You're constantly looking to become a better version of you. Well, if that's you and you love helping people and you love having fun, you're definitely in the right place. So wherever you're watching or listening, make sure you hit that subscribe button because we've got a lot of great episodes coming up to help you do just that. Today's episode is brought to you by RankUpAndLead.com. Is your team not growing as fast as you would like it to? In my experience, there are 5 big mistakes that leaders make that sabotage their team growth. If you want to learn what those mistakes are so you can avoid them so your team can grow much faster, make sure to check out RankUpAndLead.com. Today, as I talk to you about the fastest way to reach a full-time income in network marketing, I want to start off with a couple warnings. And the way that I'm treating these podcasts is you and I are sitting down for a cup of coffee. We're just having a conversation and you're sharing with me what you really want. And then you want me to tell you what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes it rubs us the wrong way. And when it does, from my experience, I learned, hey, when it rubs me the wrong way, it was probably meant for me. And if you're watching or listening, whatever platform you're on, to my podcast, then you're basically saying, hey, Darren, look, I am ready to go to that next level. So tell it to me straight. And I think it's time in network marketing that people do that. There's too many people that are setting up false expectations. That's what gives the profession a bad name. And so we're going to talk about those 2 things. So number 1 warning is I am going to tell you what you need to hear, maybe not what you want to hear. I heard someone say years ago, hey, look, I would rather you respect me and be wealthy than like me and be broke. And so I'm here not just to give you information. There's too many, people that give information. You're not on here just to get information. You're looking for a transformation, and that's exactly what I want to help you do. Okay, so warning number 2 is a lot of people make the mistake. Now, it's different for everyone, but in my 28 years as a distributor just like you, people quit their job too soon. And they go, hey, I'm full-time. I was able to go full-time in my business. It doesn't mean they're generating a full-time income. It means they quit their job too soon. It means maybe they got fired. Maybe they can't find a job. So that is not good because when you quit your job too soon, then it puts so much pressure on you. And then a lot of times, your prospects, the people you're sharing the information with, they can smell commission on your breath because your posture is not, you don't have posture. Maybe it's desperation and you're just trying to get that next sale so you can pay your bills. And so really it's not good to quit your job too soon. And again, it's different for everyone, but you really want to think about that. Jim Rohn talked about the late, great Jim Rohn, right? Tony Robbins' mentor, a mentor to many, not only entrepreneurs in the world, but network marketing legends. He said, listen, don't lose the power of the part-time story. If you go, hey, I'm working my business, full-time, and I generated $300 last month, they're going to go, that's not that great a story, right? That's a pretty bad story. But if you go, hey, look, with my wife, with 5 kids, with my career, being a husband, a dad, working my job, I was able to generate an additional $300 from my smartphone last month. That's a powerful story, because 80% of the people that join network marketing join to make $300 to $500 a month in income. So not only does it take the pressure off when you're building your business around your life, you have the power of the part-time story, right? And you're showing people, hey, listen, we're going to show you how to build it with what you're doing right now. You work on your job full-time, but we're going to show you how to work on your fortune part-time. As I promised you, I'm going to give you a roadmap. I'm going to show you exactly what to do to reach a full-time income the fastest way possible, or at least get you on the path to know what to expect, what you need to do, how you need to think. I'm going to give all of that to you today. But first, I want to read to you a quote from Brian Tracy that applies to exactly what we're talking about. He said, "A genius without a roadmap will get lost in any country, but an average person with a roadmap will find their way to any destination." Let me repeat that one more time. A genius without a roadmap will get lost in any country, but an average person with a roadmap will find their way to any destination. It's like the saying, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. And so you want to make sure you have that roadmap. And what I recommend as you're going through today's episode, here's what I recommend. First, listen to the entire thing. Don't take any notes. Just eliminate distractions and really dig in, whether you're watching or listening, and just take it all in. Then I want you to go back and I want you to listen to it or watch it a second time and then take notes. That way you can pause it. You can write down the things I'm going to give you, because I am going to give you a lot. And I want you to write down some questions. Then once you write down the questions and the action items, what I want you to do is actually implement those things. Knowledge is not power. It's potential power. Knowledge plus action equals power. I want you to do the things that we're talking about. That way, again, you're not just consuming information. You're going to get that transformation. What I've done today is I've put together 7 things that are extremely important, and you don't want to leave any of these 7 things out. Yes, you've heard some of these things before. I will guarantee it. However, you may not have heard it the way that I'm going to put these together and some of the things I'm going to say in each one of these tips as I lay them out for you. Tip number 1, reset your mindset. It's time to stop thinking small. The challenge of building your business, your network marketing business, it is so easy to get started. Like, how do you get started? For less than the price of a smartphone, you go, look, I'm in. How do you get out of the business? I'm out, right? We lead a voluntary army, which means that most people will not do it. You know, they get in, and because the price of entry is so low, when that emotional roller coaster starts to hit, things get a little bit tough because someone gave them they gave them false expectations. Hey, you can do nothing and make a lot of money and have a lot of success. That is not true. And you're not helping people when you tell them those things. And when you tell people those things, you attract people that don't want to do anything. You attract people that have the lottery mentality going, hey, you know what? I'm just going to cross my fingers and hope and pray that it works. Well, it's not going to work. The odds are better if you go play the lottery, right? This is not the lottery. This is a business. In hobbies, you spend money. Businesses, the goal is to make money, right? There's been points and periods of my life where I had a nonprofit business, but it wasn't on purpose. We don't want you to have that when you're building your network marketing business. We want to be realistic on, hey, look, here's what to expect, and here's what you need to do to achieve what you want to achieve. Yes, I've had jobs in the past, and those jobs, it was hard. It was tough. You know, when they would tell me when I had to be at work and when I got break, when I wanted lunch or when I could have lunch, whether I wanted to eat at that time or not, how many days a year I could be sick. That was pretty amazing. They could predict how many days a year I was going to be sick because they said, this is how many sick days you get. They would tell me if and when I went on vacation. That was hard. We've had franchises. We invested several $100,000 in multiple franchises. And let me tell you, if you have never had a franchise, let me just give you a little piece of what it takes. First of all, you got to put your name on a several year lease. I thought they were going to, you know, like put my kids up as maybe like we get your child if you don't make these payments. I've never had to go through so many loopholes in my life just to secure a 5-year lease for a retail business. But it was hundreds of thousands of dollars. It was all the employees, you know, and then all the things that go wrong on a daily basis. I remember one week in particular, the walk-in cooler went down. It was $8,000 to repair it. The same week, the air condition went out. That was hundreds of dollars for that repair. The same location, we had a manager we trusted with everything. We're guessing probably stole $50,000 to $100,000. We didn't own the business. The business owned us. But here's what's fascinating. You take the $700,000 we invested in those franchises, but yet my network marketing business, the investment was less than the price of my smartphone. We were generating more commissions in 1 month than both of those franchises combined in an entire year. But the difference was I didn't treat my network marketing business like a hobby. I treated the hours that I was working like a business. So stop thinking about it as, hey, look, I'm going to try it and see if it works. Nope. If you're trying, you're lying. It's not going to work. There is no trying, right? You're going to do it. Whether you have 5 hours or 10 hours a week, it's time to start thinking bigger. It's time to start treating it like a business, being very intentional. And you go, well, Darren, just get to the other 6 tips, please, because this is all about mindset. Listen to Tony Robbins, whose companies do billions around the world. He will tell you that 80% of your success is your mindset. Only 20% is skill set. I knew the skills at the beginning of my career. I knew them better than most anyone, but yet I could never break through to that next level. I didn't generate a lot of income, a full-time income, because my mindset was not where it should be. It's not the how-tos, it's how you do the how-tos. So right now I'm working on, hey, look, it's time to think bigger, reset your mindset. This is not a hobby. It is a business. And we're going to treat it like a business, because when the investment is so low, the accountability is also low. How do they get in? I'm in. That's how they get in the business. That's how you got in the business. How do you get out of the business? Very easy to do. I'm out. Very easy to sneak into that witness protection program and just disappear, right? Don't answer the phone. Don't get on the calls. What's easy to do is easy not to do. And then we start justifying all the reasons that it's not going to work for us to let ourselves off the hook. So number one tip, very important, reset your mindset. Number two, evaluate your environment and your associations. The quickest way to kill a big dream is to tell it to a small-minded person. And when you're looking to go out there and grow a business, understand that most people are not going to see what you see anyway. There's a reason at age 65, 97% of the people are broke. So it just makes sense to me. Hey, look, if we want something different than the masses, we have to be willing to do something different than the masses. And successful people do what unsuccessful people are not willing to do. So when you think, hey, everybody's going to be excited about you going for that next goal and creating a full-time income in your network marketing business, what you will find, I guess it's just human nature, people will start trying to tear your building down to make theirs bigger or appear bigger. And so be very careful who you share your goals and your dreams with. Be very careful who you give your attention to, you know, your associations. They work harder on you than you work on them. You know, we have patterns in our life. We self-sabotage. We have that internal thermostat that we only get what we feel like we deserve. So one of the quickest ways to fix self-sabotage is to make sure that you're very intentional about your associations. So I want you to write down, when you go back through this, write down who are the people that you're going to maybe limit your time with. Who are the people that you're going to seek out? Maybe you need some new associations, because one negative comment is 14 to 17 times more powerful than a positive. And there are points in my career and my life where you have to get to the point, say, hey, look, you know, get rid of your stinking thinking. Either be positive or be quiet. I don't want to hear it. Because you can be having a great day. You're motivated. You're inspired. You're excited. And that one person put that little negative weed seed of doubt, and it changes your entire day. So really evaluate your environment. Evaluate your associations. And a great question to write down, and again, ask this question, what are my associations doing to me? And what are they doing for me? They're like an elevator. They lift you up or they bring you down. So if you want to change your life, Make sure that you're very intentional about your associations and your environment. Number three, start with the end in mind. Clarity. Clarity is power. You've probably heard me say this many times already if you've been following me for any period of time, but I understand the power of spaced repetition. Clarity gives you focus, and focus gives you energy. And a mentor of mine, he would say, hey, Darren, the clearer the picture of your future, the more goal-directed your actions are on a daily basis. And he would also say this, we magnetize the condition that we seek. So when you create that clarity in your mind, we tend to move in that direction. Okay, when we focus on it, what we focus on, we attract. And then what we do is we reset those filters in our mind, the reticular activating system, that starts seeking out things that serve those goals and help us achieve what we want to achieve. So let's do a little assessment, right? You got to know yourself before you grow yourself. And these are the questions that I want you to spend some time. And again, I want you to do the activity. Okay, whether you're watching this or listening to it, maybe go back if you're on the YouTube channel and let me know, you know, what was your biggest aha moment? Let me know that you wrote these questions down and you did the activity, because that way I can go through and read the comments and give you a little bit of encouragement. And it just helps me know that, hey, look, these people are not just listening. They don't want just information. They want a transformation. As you start to answer some of these questions, you're going to find that you're probably going to get a little motivated, because motivation comes from a motive for your actions. And we're helping you create clarity. And I want to help you do it maybe in a way that you've never done it before. So here are the questions. How much money do you need to be able to go full-time in your business? Or maybe some people are like, Darren, hey, look, I love my job, but I would love to do my job because I want to, not because I have to. But you have to have a goal. You have to have a destination. What are you shooting for? So what is the income goal that you need to achieve what you want to achieve? On top of that, it's not just money. If you go, hey, look, I just want to make an extra $1,000 a month, $5,000, $10,000, $50,000, you're going to quit. You have to put an emotional attachment for that money. What I would recommend is give that money a place to go before you ever receive it. You know, maybe you want to pay off all your debt, put your kids in a private school, you know, buy your mom a car, or, you know, go on those dream vacations, give to a charity, give to your church. And I will tell you, if you think that making money is fun, giving it away is so much funner. You know, and so if that drives you, make sure not only you have that income goal, but put emotional attachments to the income goal. Maybe it's not that house on the beach. That's not what really drives you. It's thinking about your family enjoying the house on the beach. It's cooking out on the grill and hanging out on the, and creating memories that will last a lifetime. Your perfect day and your perfect week. Have you ever done this before? Like, this is amazing. What would a perfect day in your life look like if you were able to create and design it today? Okay, what time would you like to get up? Would you like to have coffee on your deck, maybe overlooking, you know, the sun coming up? You know, do you want to take your kids to school? That's one thing that I love to do, spending those first, you know, bit of time in the morning with my children and picking them up in the middle of the day. Maybe it's having lunch with your spouse or significant other in the middle of the day. What time would you like to work out? What does a perfect day in your life look like? And what does a perfect week in your life look like? Go ahead and create that now. Again, it's not just people spend more time planning their vacation than they do planning their life. This is not a game. There is no do-over. So really spend some time. This is a fun exercise, right? Take your judge's robe off. Like, if money, resources weren't an option, what would that perfect day look like for you and that perfect week? Now let's talk about your company. What rank in your company would generate that type of income to get you where you want to be? What is that rank? One step further, what does it take to get to that rank? This is where you map it out. Do you know exactly what it takes to achieve the goals in your company that's going to get you to where you want to be? Because again, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. When you start writing these things down, you're clarifying thought, and that the odds of them happening increase dramatically by just writing them down. Now, what I've shared with you so far, these are all positive, inspiring, like encouraging, fun things to think about. Like, hey, where do I want my dream home? How many dream homes do I want? What's my dream car? You know, how much do I want to give to a certain charity? Or how much do I want to give to my church? Or man, I want to be a stay-at-home parent because I just want to be able to take my kids to school and pick them up. And I would love to be, you know, one of those parents on all the kids' field trips. I would love to be able to sleep until I'm done, sleep into the crack of noon if I would like to. And I used to joke around, you know, here in the U.S. we have, you know, what convenience stores call 7-Eleven. And I go, hey, look, you know, I wanted to be the president of the 7-Eleven club for my neighborhood. And people are like, what the heck is that? I go, well, I get up at 7 a.m. I drink my coffee. I watch my neighbors go to work. I wave at them and I go back to bed until 11. The 7-Eleven club. Sleep into the crack of noon if you want to. Now, what you'll find is that when all of a sudden you're able to create and design your own life, you don't want to sleep into the crack of noon. You can't wait to get up and get started in the day because you're living in your passion. So those are all great things. I encourage you to continue to add to that, you know, turn that dream machine on, and that list is going to continue to change and your vision is going to get bigger. But I want to take it one step further. People will do more to avoid pain than they will to gain pleasure. I want you to write down what are the things in your life right now that you're sick of. Like what you don't hate, you will tolerate. When you get to the point going, I hate missing my kids' field trips. I hate not being able to give to the ones that I love and care about. For me, I hated seeing my wife and kids pull out of the driveway in a beat up, tore up, dangerous car because I couldn't put them in a safe one. I hated not being able to feed my family healthy foods because it's expensive to eat healthy foods. I hated being in church and my heart says give, and I didn't have it to give. There were all kinds of those things that I didn't like that. I hated going to a job that I didn't like and someone else dictating what I was worth, and I didn't dictate what I was worth. So what are the things you're going to suffer? What is the pain you're going to go through if you do not achieve what you want to achieve in your business? And when you start writing down those things going, oh my gosh, I will miss memories with my family I can never get back. I will miss this. I will miss that. You will find that will motivate the heck out of you. So you've got the push and the pull. You've got the pleasure and you have the pain. And this combo is a powerful combo. And what you will find, it creates a massive sense of urgency where you're going to be a lot more intentional and you're going to be getting stuff done in the minutes that you have to work your business, whether it's an hour, 2 hours a day, or 20 hours a week, or whatever you have when it comes to building your business. All right, number four, be intentional. I don't know if any of you experienced this, but I know I mentioned this at the beginning of this show. I used to get so frustrated when people go, hey, look, you know, treat it like a business and, you know, work hard. And I didn't know what that meant until one day a mentor of mine said, hey, treat it like a minimum wage job. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? Well, Darren, if you were working a minimum wage job, getting paid very little money, would you know what hours you were going to work this week? Would you have a schedule? And I'm like, yep. And I was working minimum wage when I first got married. And I remember them going, man, if you're 2 minutes late, you come straight to my office. You know, they were going to dock our pay. And I was only getting paid a few dollars an hour. So would you know what hours you were working, how many hours you were working? Your business, this is a business. This is not a game. Right. Again, we're talking about thinking bigger. We're talking about being intentional, proactive, not reactive, not leaving anything to chance. When you're planning your week, right, plan it around the cracks and crevices of your day. One of the ladies that I was coaching, she was a mom. She had never done network marketing before in her life. And she had a very small database of contacts. She's like, Darren, I've never done this before. I don't know a lot of people. My husband works a job. I've got two little kids that are, you know, under 5 years old. I think it was 3 and 5. But I'm like, look, what hours do you have where you can work during the week? So she would actually show up to work early in the parking lot and work from her phone after she took her kids to daycare. And then during, you know, the work day, she would have a break or have lunch. Then once she got the kids in bed at night, get everybody fed, got them in bed at night. And I remember her going, Darren, I reached out to 150 people my first 2 weeks, each week. And now I do 10 or 15 a day. And as I was interviewing her, I'm like, okay, wow, how many hours a day are you putting in your business? It was 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. That's 12 hours. And in 4 months, she hit one of the top ranks in the company, like one of the top positions in the company. She was recognized for a top rank, top producer in the company. And she only worked it throughout the cracks and crevices of her day. So what does your day look like? Are you prepared to do business when you do have time? A lot of times I would work my business waiting in the pickup line to get my kids from school. I'm sitting right in the car and I've got my phone and I'm in business. So here are some things that you can do to be intentional. What are the profit-producing activities that drive your business? Let's think about that. Prospecting, which is reaching out to people, asking, are they open to look at information? Not hard selling them, asking them if they're open. So that's prospecting. Doing follow-ups, the fortunes and the follow-ups, not the follow-up. So you got prospecting, you got following up, you know, directing people to a third party that does the presentation for you. What do I mean by third party? A video, a Facebook group, something where they know they can do what you just did. So those are leading indicators of what's to come. I love it when leaders sit down with me and they show me their volume and their sales. Hey, look at this. You know, the last 3 months they're doing this. And I'm like, hey, that's great. That's a lagging indicator of what's already happened. Let's talk about leading indicators. Okay, that's already done. You can't change the volume in the sales. But if you're prospecting and following up and getting people to look at a video, a website, tagging them in a Facebook group, you know, using whatever third-party tools you can, those are leading indicators, profit-producing activities that will move you in the direction to get more customers and more customer getters. Now, as you're being intentional with your time, you're starting to plan out, okay, these are the hours that I'm going to work my business. And things change, right? Life is busy and things change. But if you're being intentional, you're going to definitely be proactive and not reactive all the time. You're going to get ahead of your week and not behind your week. And then you're focusing on the profit-producing activities. And then another key is, look, you got to be consistent and persistent and remain positive. Keep a good attitude. You can be persistent, consistent, have a bad attitude. It's not going to work. You can have a great attitude, but you're not persistent, consistent. That's not going to work. So you're building a pipeline. You're doing the simple things on a daily basis. I believe it was John Maxwell that said, your fortune is hidden in your daily routine of activities. Let me give you one example that we used, you know, for a long time, but it started to teach people how to think. They have short-term goals, but they have a long-term vision of what that's going to mean as it starts to compound. Let's just say you reach out to two people a day. 5 days a week. That's 40 people a month, almost 500 people a year. If you're consistent, persistent, keep a good attitude, then you're constantly filling that pipeline. And eventually, if you just continue to do what you did, you're going to have people reaching out to you out of the blue. And that's exactly what's going to happen. But most people get excited. They work a little bit. They get discouraged. They stop. Then they have to start all over. Now, if you want to increase how fast you are able to earn that full-time income, you just speed up the amount of exposures, speed up the follow-ups, you compress time frames. Maybe you're doing 10 a day, like the mom I was telling you about, 10 to 15 a day. Well, all of a sudden, 10 a day is over 2,400 a year. And what she did, she couldn't maintain the pace that she did the first 2 weeks, but she created a story. Hey, look, I'm a mom. I'm busy. I've got two little kids. I'm married. You know, life is busy, but let me share with you what I did in my first month in the business, 2 months, 4 months in the business. And with your business, here's the good news. You can restart your story at any point. You could have been in your company right now for 2 years and you don't like your story. You're like, hey, look, I was listening to this podcast, you know, with this bald-headed dude named Darren Kidd, and I got excited and I went out and let me tell you what happened the next 30, 60, 90 days. You can start that story completely over and write it however you want to write it. So be persistent, consistent, continue to fill your pipeline, you know, focus on the profit producing activities, which is prospecting, you know, following up, getting people to look at third party information. One more profit producing activity is just think about, hey, look, what you're going to do throughout the week when it comes to your marketing. So prospecting is reaching out. And then some people call it attraction marketing, magnetic marketing. You know, so what are you going to do? Maybe on Sunday, go ahead and plan out your you know, what you're going to post each day when it comes to your family, your health, fun, and then where you're going to sprinkle in your business to attract more people to you. And when you're doing the prospecting and you're doing the marketing and you're being intentional about all of these things, You can see how it doesn't take long to really build a strong base and a strong business. And then that snowball, you know, it's like that momentum starts to kick in. That snowball is starting to roll down the hill. It's a little teeny snowball, but the more it rolls, the more momentum it gains, the bigger the snowball gets. And eventually, if you get in front of it, you become a part of that snowball. And that's the way your business works. So Gabby, hopefully we can put that together where it's smooth. Let me try one whole run through on number five one more time. Just try to condense it and see what ends up being best. Number five, you want to leverage systems. Now, what systems? It could be your team systems and your company systems, but you want your business to be system dependent and not people dependent. I'll give you an example. Had this lady that I recruited, she was very successful. She was an author. She was a speaker. She was a big guru in personal development. And she joined the team and she immediately called me once we went through the onboarding process. She's like, "Hey, Darren, I want you to explain the whole compensation plan to me." And I'm like, "Hey, you know what? I'll probably confuse you and I both. There's a video that does a lot better job." And so I go, "Are you in front of your computer? Are you in front of your phone? Let me show you exactly where to watch that video. By the way, here's a document that also gives you an overview and walks you through it. Once you watch the video, once you go through and look through that document, give me a call back." And she told me later on, she called me some bad names. She did not appreciate it. She said, "I can't believe, you know, here I am, you know, I'm very successful." But she knew, okay, when she started building the business, she knew that I did her a huge favor because I taught her to fish. If you give someone a fish, you feed them for the day. If you teach them to fish, you feed them for a lifetime. And how many of us have heard or seen the example, which by the way, never happens like this, but they go, "Hey, you go recruit five people." And then they go recruit five people. It's a perfect world. Now you got 25 on that second level. And then it goes to 125 and then 625 and 3125. Well, by the way, again, that never happens like that. But just using that example, if you ever want to get to several thousand people on your team, you have to do in the beginning with a few people what you would do when you had a team of several thousand people. Let me break it down a little bit more. If you had several thousand people on your team right now, could you answer every single person's question, whether it was customer service, a question about your products or your services or ingredients, whatever it may be? No, you could not, right? That would completely stall and crush your business. So in order to be able to duplicate and grow and have that exponential growth where it grows with or without you, you want to start making sure that you're being a master promoter of the systems. Now, what are systems? Systems can be your onboarding, how you bring people on board. And that's very, very important to have a very simple system, yet one that your entire team or the company is promoting. I'll give you an example. I remember years ago, we flew out to California. We had a conference room that we had rented, and the combined income of these few leaders in the room was tens of millions of dollars. And we spent several days creating a one-page document, an onboarding, a getting started document. So whether you're looking on a computer or a phone app or you printed it out, it could go on the front and back of one page. So the time wasn't spent on so much of what to put in it. It was what to leave out, because we knew, look, a confused mind does nothing and complexity is the enemy of execution. And we want to make sure we get them started the right way. We get them some wins under their belt. And once we all agreed, man, our team, we were fanatical about this is what you use. So they would call up, go, "Hey, look, I want to welcome you, you know, somebody to the team." We would direct them, "Hey, look, congratulations. You're with a great person," whether it was a three-way messenger chat or whatever it was. And we would direct them to that onboarding system. Maybe they're calling, asking a customer service question. Again, "Hey, that's a great question. Are you in front of your computer? Let me show you in the back office where you can find that information." And then if you don't see exactly what you're looking for, because I want to make sure I don't miss anything, okay, then let me make sure you have customer services information. Maybe you can chat with them or customer service number. So again, we were teaching people use the onboarding, use the back office. use the Facebook group, whatever it may be. Let me give you one more example before I finish talking about systems. We would have team trainings, and we would every week we would have a different topic, and we would dig deep into that topic, and we would have replays. If I had people that wanted my personal time and they were not plugging in to our weekly trainings or the company resources or whatever it may be, I would never give them personal time. I would give them group time, but not personal time. And if they did want me to do something with them directly, I would make sure that they had to go look at that first, go through the training, and then contact me afterwards, because it showed me, hey, look, they're willing to plug into the system, and that's a leader that I can count on. And some of them, they didn't take it too well, but they understood later. It's like when you have kids, right? A lot of times our parents, they did things for us we didn't like, we didn't enjoy. But then once I became a parent, I'm like, okay, we love our kids. They may not understand everything, but later on they will. It's the same thing when it comes to building a business. A lot of times they won't see what you're doing to understand why it's so important, but it's very important to continue to promote and leverage systems if you want to grow. And then remember, you only have so much energy. There's only so much of you to go around. If you ever want to go on vacation with your family, if you ever, you know, get sick or have a family emergency, you don't want your business being dependent just on you and everything comes to a halt. So that's why it's so important to make sure that you leverage those systems. Number six, replicate yourself by developing leaders and creating a growth culture. You ever had someone walk up to you on your team and go, hey, you know what? I'm going to make more money than you. That's a great thing. When people would tell me that, I'll be like, you know what? That would make me so happy. Nothing would make me happier than having all of my leaders have more success than me, because that way you know you have a strong business. It was Zig Ziglar that said, if you help enough other people get what they want, you're automatically going to get what you want. Early on in my career, I had no idea what it meant when they talked about developing leaders. I would just go out and I used this philosophy, tell. Tell them what to do, then tell them what to do, then tell them what to do some more. Not really good for developing leaders, right? A leader gets someone to do something they normally would not have done if we hadn't been there to get them to do it. When I started implementing tell, show, try, do, very simple process, but I was able to start replicating myself. And this could be, I don't care if it's a three-way messenger chat, whatever it may be, you tell them what to do, show them what to do, they try it, then they start doing it with or without you. So, and that's just the beginning of, you know, some of the things that I did when I started replicating myself. But yeah, that was a very effective technique that worked. And then it also duplicated. They saw me do it with them, and then they started doing the same thing with their organization. Remember, leadership is just like with, you know, my kids. I've learned that they learn by more of what's caught than necessarily taught. They're watching. Leadership is visual. When you walk your team through these things, and I would match them energy for energy. I go, hey, look, if you want to walk, I'll walk. If you want to run, I'll run. If you want to sprint, I'll sprint. Like, I will match you energy for energy. You take one step, I'll take two steps. Checkerboard management. You make one move, I'll even make two moves. But that way I knew, walk with the walkers, run with the runners, and sprint with the sprinters. But definitely have the attitude and the philosophy, hey, look, I'm going to grow my business long term. And if I really want to be effective and impact the most people, right? And again, your paycheck is just a direct and indirect reflection of how many people you're able to impact. So the bigger your paycheck, it just means that your team is making a positive impact on more people. So have that attitude of, look, I'm going to grow leaders. I'm going to replicate myself. And I want to create an environment that encourages that growth. And you're praising and recognizing more of what you want to see in your organization. What gets praised gets repeated. Number seven, continue to lead by staying in personal production mode. One of the best pieces of advice that I ever got was from a billionaire when he goes, Darren, most people make the mistake. They stop doing what they did that got them to where they are. And let me share a story with you. There was a friend of mine. We started in the exact same company on the exact same day. So the exact same company, same everything. We both started out, man, we were excited. We were in personal production mode. We were looking for customers. We were looking for customer getters. And then what happened was we both went out and started having some success, but I got excited and I stopped doing what I did that got me to that point. So I went from building to management. I went from phase one, building, to management, and then eventually survival. I get frustrated, go, dang it. I need to get back into building mode. You know, I need to lead by example. Leadership is visual. My organization is going to do what I do, not what I say. But what would I do? I guess, you know, I was a slow learner back then. I learn much faster now. I would go back into building mode and eventually management and then, you know, survival mode. Let's fast forward 36 months later. Yeah, I was making a six-figure income. His income was 17 times what my income was in a 12-month period. And I was making a six-figure income, if that tells you anything. Because every month he acted like he was starting all over. And I remember I'm going, man, how do you split up your day? Like, you know, how much time do you put with your team? He's like, Darren, I never want to ask my organization to do something I'm not willing to do myself. And they're watching. So they know if I can continue to lead from the front, they can too, no matter what they have going on in their life. So the way that he split up his day was 25% of his day, whether you have 2 hours a day or 10 hours, it didn't really matter. 25% of his day he spent on personal production, reaching out to other people, doing things to attract people to him and reaching out to other people. The next 25% was doing follow-ups with those people that he reached out to and he was, you know, had in the pipeline. The third 25% was helping his organization bring people in, answer questions, you know, bring them into the business, doing welcome, you know, messages and calls and things like that. And the last 25% was spent promoting something. It was a promotion or a training, whatever it may be. But if you notice, 50% of his time was spent on prospecting and following up every day. So every month he acted like he had a brand new, well, actually he acted like he had no team. He acted like he was starting all over. But me, I get a few people going and I wasn't saying this, but I guess subconsciously maybe I was going, hey, look, you need to work harder. I want to rank advance. It's not about us. It's about helping them. And the best way you can help them is be a great leader. Again, leadership is more about what's being caught than taught a lot of times. And I once again, the mistake that I made going, hey, when I have a big team, then I can do those things. You're doing those things now. You're going to start attracting a different type of person, right? You're going to build a bigger organization and your mindset, right? What we get close to, we catch. So your mindset of being a leader and leading with, you know, from the front and keeping in personal production mode, that's also going to be contagious with your leaders and your organization. So now that we've talked about seven tips, you know, showing you the fastest way to get to a full-time income in network marketing, I want to make sure that as a friend, as a coach, I share these last final thoughts with you to help push you to that next level. Because information is not going to do you any good if we don't do the work, right? I want you to put that in your notes. Do the work. We can't complain about the results that we're not getting from the work that we're not doing. So as you go out and you put these seven things into place, I want you to commit. Commitment is doing the thing you said you would do long after the feeling in which you said it in has passed. And you get recognized in the light what you do in the dark. So it's easy to get excited when you're listening or watching to a training where you're like, oh my gosh, this is exciting. I've got hope. I can go out there and I can do this. But then all of a sudden you go into the self-doubt phase and the, you know, and the phase where you go, man, maybe I'm better off just to work a job until I die. And no, you commit, make that commitment, draw a line in the sand, and then trust the process. People think that success is a place that you arrive. It's not. Success is different for different people. It's many different things for many different people. But success to me, it's the process of growing every single day. And so what you want to do, write this down in your notes as well. It's about progress, not perfection. And you want to trust the process. As long as you're being consistent, you're being persistent, you continue to have a positive attitude, you have people in your life, whether it's a coach, it's a mentor, it's your upline leadership that continue to guide and direct you. Because if you're doing the right things and you're failing forward, yeah, you're making mistakes, right? You're doing it messy. But every time you do that, failure is your friend if you learn from it. And really the only way we fail is to quit. So you continue to fail forward, get a little bit better, You focus on the process going, look, I can't control the results, but I can control the activities. And if I'm doing the right activities, I'm being persistent, consistent, I'm pushing forward, I'm learning every day, I'm growing every day, it's impossible for me not to achieve those goals and those dreams. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you got a ton of value. For all the ways that we can stay connected, make sure you check the show notes. Also, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of the great shows we have coming your way in the near future. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you got a ton of value. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any episodes that we have coming up. Also, make sure to screenshot and tag me on social. And if you got value, which I hope you did, make sure you share this with your friends, your team, your leadership. And probably the best way to do that is just grab the direct link. That way you can share on social, you can share with your friends, your organization. And it would also mean the world to me if you would give me a review on Apple, because that helps the algorithm, helps the word get out that we've launched this podcast and we can make a difference in the lives of many people in the near future. And that's all going to be because of you and your support. So again, I appreciate you tuning in and can't wait to see you on the next show.